Well, good evening, Warrior fans, wherever you are tonight, and welcome to another exciting night of Amity girls basketball, followed by Amity boys basketball against Westside Christian Eagles tonight, here from Amity High School. This is Jeff Clark coming to you with this West Valley League action tonight. The Warriors come into this game 11-6 overall. Their last game here on Tuesday night was against Taft Tigers, and Warrior girls cruised by Taft by a score of 50-20. And tonight they face the 4-11 Westside Christian Eagles. Westside Christian coming off a 46-15 loss to Santa Ana Christian and their only win in league so far. They have won against Willamina 46-43 and again against Taft 37-34. Other than that, their other two wins came against schools earlier in the year, one a 2A school and one a school I'm not familiar with, probably a 1A school. The Warriors, on the other hand, prior to that Taft win, had lost to number 3 Blanchett Catholic by a score of 47-29 on Monday. So they're 1-1 this week, and right now in league the Warriors sitting with just one loss, and that is to the Dayton Pirates, 41-37. But don't be fooled by the 11-6 record and the 4-1 league record. The Warriors have been schizophrenic, I think is the right word. Both the boys and the girls have been. We'll talk about just the girls right now. This schizophrenia that we're talking about is that inconsistent play. And Reg and I had a chance to sit down and talk earlier today about that. We have conversations at least once a week about basketball and what's going on with the team and players and where he's happy and where he's struggling. And right now, just a real struggle to find that right balance. He's got an outstanding defensive team on the perimeter, and of course they're going to struggle defensively inside without a lot of size. The flip side of that is offensively, they struggle a lot of times when they get stuck in the half court, when there's no transition, and then having to rely on the outside shooting, which has been really very hit and miss this year. They haven't had anybody who's been consistent game after game. The best shooters this year have been Keeley and May Lynn. But, you know, if you look at from game to game, you know, a lot of times one or both of them is not really on from the outside, and then the team really struggles. And Morgan Croxford, another one, not a great outside shooter, but Morgan kind of the engine that makes the offense go. And defensively, the Warriors have some liabilities out there. They've been not always playing real good team defense. They'll have some good individual things happen, but a lot of times the team concepts are not there where they need to be. And that's something that Reg is continuing to kind of bring this team along with and encourage them. And I know he'd like to see a more consistent performance over four quarters tonight. And so we'll see if they can do that. I think, you know, we were kind of talking in the last broadcast, and Reg and I had the same conversation. There's kind of, he actually kind of added in a fourth tier. There's kind of four tiers of basketball teams in 3A. And there's the top tier, the elite teams, and there's a group right below them that's not very far off, and that includes, Reg thinks, Rainier and Klatskanai and Coquille kind of right below Blanchett and Dayton and Salem Academy. And then right below those six is kind of where the Warriors sit. And if you were to look at their standing overall, I believe they're seventh in the state, and that's kind of where they belong in terms of the upper echelon teams than where Amity is. Now, the good news is that if Amity plays up to their capabilities and kind of plays where they should be playing, that means that they are maybe one of the final eight teams in the state. They get a trip to Coos Bay, which would be a fantastic experience for some of these younger girls, because most of them are coming back next year. We got Morgan Croxford and Kendra Knuth and Callie Roberts are the three seniors on the team. And out of those, I mean, obviously Morgan's the one that is kind of the real cog. The other two are more role players on the team. And so most of these girls that are playing significant minutes are coming back, and he's got some other young girls that kind of swing between varsity and JV that will also benefit from that experience of going down to Coos Bay. And so I think that's kind of the goal right now. It's winning a state title is a little unrealistic given the strength and the number of teams that are ranked above Amity right now. If we go to the OSAA rankings and look at 3A, currently it's Dayton 1, Salem Academy 2. Rainier has moved up to 3rd, Blanchett at 4th. Lakeview's in there at 5th. Lakeview may be a little bit of an anomaly in there because their schedule really doesn't have the same kind of strength that you'll find in some of the other teams. If you look at where they've played as far as other 3A schools, they really haven't played any of the top-ranked schools. And so as a result of that, there's kind of some maybe a lack of ability to really have any faith in that ranking. Excuse me. Right below them. Whoops, I lost my spot here. Let me get back to that. Right below Lakeview is Klatskanai, another team that Reg thinks pretty highly of. And then Amity sits there at 7. And one of the teams we talked about, Coquille, they actually ranked below Amity. But if you remember, girls went down there and lost pretty handily at Coquille. And Coquille's another one, a little bit like Lakeview, is they just don't have the record. They don't play the teams kind of from up here in the valley that are ranked higher and the tough schedule that some of the schools like Amity and Dayton, Salem Academy, and Blanchette play. So that kind of hurts them, even though overall they're a 14-5 team. They're actually ranked below Amity right now, who's 11-6, simply because of who they played. But make no doubt about it. Don't be fooled. Coquille is a real deal, and they are, I think, one of the six best teams. So Reg and I were talking how he would rank the top six above Amity would be Dayton, Salem Academy, Blanchette, Rainier, Klatskanai, and Coquille, and then the Amity Warriors. And so Amity's sitting there, which is a pretty good situation to be sitting as schizophrenically as this team has played, sitting there at an 11-6 record and seventh in the state's not a bad thing. They are firmly the number two team in our league, and honestly, if they show up and play their game every night, they shouldn't have more than two losses in league this year. 10-2 record would take them into Friday action. They'd get the winner of the kind of 3-6 seeds that are playing to get into that, and then the winner of that would play Dayton. So even if Amity were to lose that game on Friday of districts, their rankings would probably get them the at-large bid, but you don't want to take a chance with that. They just need to be ready to play, and there's a pretty good gap between Amity and the three through the end of the league. So we're getting ready to start here. The Warriors tonight will start their normal five, I believe. For Westside Christian, they will start number 3, a 5-foot senior, Holland Dugan. Number 10, a 5'4 sophomore, Lily Shearer. Number 23, a 5'6 senior, Alexis Rodriguez. Number 24, a 5'6 junior, Elise Reinholtz. And number 25, a 5'8 junior, Rebecca Hay. The Warriors' normal starting five has been Keely Graham, Hannah Hatch, Maylin Williams, Morgan Croxford, and Alyssa Plummer. We're going to take a break right now, and we will be back after a couple commercials here with the opening tip-off. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville.
99W, as it enters Newburgh, might as well be called Electric Avenue, because the three most exciting electric cars in America are right here at Newburgh Ford. Focus Electric gets 110 mpge and goes nearly 80 miles on a single charge. C-Max Energy and the amazingly attractive Fusion Energy are both rated at 100 mpge and can drive unlimited ranges as 47 mile per gallon hybrids. Stop wasting money at the pump and come see us today at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
Thank you. My car's like new. J&W CarStar will do the same for you.
J&W CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts is truly a great business. Our friendly staff and great technicians make your problem dents go away with ease. We guarantee it for as long as you own your car, so come see the people who care.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Getting ready to start the girls' basketball game here tonight. Your Warriors against the visiting Westside Christian Eagles. Westside Christian in their traveling red uniforms with black numbers and letters on that. A little bit of white trim in there. Warriors, of course, wearing their home white uniforms with royal trim and numbers. Excuse me. So keys to the game here for the Warriors tonight, basically don't play down to your competition. Make sure that you're playing your game and not getting into a sloppy game. Just because you're playing against a lesser competition does not give you any excuse to not play the way that you know you can play. So look for Reg to be really on them tonight to run their offense. to be boxing out, getting out in transition, not being careless with the basketball. Even though they could get away with that probably tonight, you really want to teach your kids the importance of being disciplined regardless of the level of competition. The reason that Amity stayed with Dayton over at their place a couple weeks ago is very simple. Amity played their basketball game, played disciplined basketball, were patient on offense, played excellent defense at both ends or throughout the game, both in the perimeter and inside. And as a result of that, we're able to stay with a team that is a much more successful and highly rated team. So look for Reg to really be making that a point of emphasis tonight, trying to get his girls to really play at their level and not the level of Westside Christian. And I think we saw that pretty well against the Taft team. Very few periods of time in that game where the Warriors really struggled to get their offense running. Crockford will be jumping center with number 25, Rebecca Hay. Hay listed at 5'8", about an inch taller than Mo, maybe about the same height. Pretty close. And we are underway. Greg Taylor throws it up, and Mo wins the tip, but it comes into the hands of Lily Schreer. Schreer steps through and loses control of it off of the hands of, I believe, Keely Graham, and out of bounds. So it'll be Eagles basketball on the baseline, left side of the key. Schreer to inbound, looking for Hay. Still looking, still trying to get it in. Finally lobs it in. It's tipped away and out of bounds by Williams. I think that pass was intended for Elise Reinholds. They'll inbound on the far sideline now. Shearer gets it in the corner to Dugan. Dugan back to, can't see the number on that one, but I think it's Rodriguez. Starts to drive. Ball is knocked away by Graham. Warriors perimeter defense should have a very negative impact on the ball handling to Westside Christian tonight. Rodriguez inbounds it to Shearer. Shearer working on Hatch. Drives in. Gets past Hatch. Gets to the rim. Lays it up. Misses Hatch with a flat-footed rebound to Croxford. Croxford throws it way ahead to Graham. Graham running hard to catch it. Flips it back to Plummer. She misses the lay-in in traffic. What a save by Keely Graham. Dugan in the open floor. Pulls up. 15-footer off the glass. No good. Inside rebound. Control. Now it's all the way out to Rodriguez before anybody gets control of it. Rodriguez crosses over, goes baseline, steps through, throws up an awkward shot, rebound by Croxford. Croxford wheeling up the middle of the floor, puts the brakes on over to Graham. Graham eyes a three-pointer instead, drives baseline, kicks it out. Williams with it now, back to Croxford out top. Morgan to Keeley on the right wing, hits Williams up top. Over to Plummer. Plummer will eye a three, no good. Inside position, rebound. Plummer comes out of there with it and flips it to Croxford. Bodies all over the place. Underneath to Graham. Graham lays it up and in. Nice pass from Morgan Croxford to Keely Graham. And we've got a loose ball foul on Shearer as the basket was going in. And so Graham's going to get, I think they're just going to call a foul on it. Not a loose ball foul. I thought it was away from the ball. It was actually on the ball. So Graham will shoot one. I didn't see the foul from here. Mr. Taylor did. Graham bounces it around and won't stay in. Reg exhorting Plummer to pick up Dugan. She does. Dugan works left, still going all the way down, left hand up. No good. Plummer with a rebound. Stripped away. Plummer gets it back over to Graham. Graham ahead to Croxford on the left wing. Croxford pulls up at the three-point line. Nobody comes out on her. She steps back, fires. No good. Rodriguez tips it. Williams tips it. Shearer comes out of there with it. Shearer. All the way inside the foul line, throws up an awkward shot, gets fouled in there. And it'll be on Croxford, her first foul, first team foul on the Warriors. 2-0 game here early. Excuse me. Into the game for Westside Christian at the next break will be Claire Schurer, 5'9", sophomore. Lily Schurer hits the first foul shot. And her sister will be coming in for her, so no sub or cousin, I'm not sure which. Both with the last name, both sophomores. Shearer hits a pair. That'll bring the sub into the game. So Lily Shearer out, Claire Shearer in. Claire Shearer more of an interior player. If you wanted to get position, it's more of a power forward, whereas Lily Shearer a little bit more of a small forward. Croxford brings it up, 2-2 game. Not quite 2 minutes into the first quarter. Croxford Swings it to Plummer on the right wing, back to Croxford. Croxford dribbles down the right side, spins, gets into the lane, dumps it down low to Hatch. Off her fingers, she saves it back in. Croxford chases it down. Out to Williams. Williams resets the offense, swings it to Croxford, left side. Croxford looking for a cutter, finds Graham. Graham misses, caught the side of the rim on the way up, and the rebound pulled out of there by Westside Christian. Dugan with it, working against Plummer. Still working against her, top of the key. Flips it over to number 24. It's Reinholtz. Reinholtz to Rodriguez. Hits a three, top of the key. And the Warriors find themselves down 5-2 here. Croxford ahead to Graham. Graham penetrates in. Low to Hatch. Hatch off her fingers and out of bounds. So Hannah having a hard time hanging onto the ball. That's a couple that she's lost now. Warriors going to pick up full court man. Reg probably not real happy with the focus. That's what we just talked about before the game, is to come out and not play down to the level of your opponent. So lob in, Croxford knocks it away, and off of, I think, Keeley's hands and out of bounds. So Westside will inbound again, this time about 15 feet, nah, not even that, 10 feet up from the baseline along the far sideline at the Warriors' end of the floor. Rodriguez throws it in long. Plummer will chase it down and get the steal. Dugan broke the other way. Head to Graham. Graham on the right side with it. Swings it to Williams. Williams, top of the key, three-pointer. No good. Air ball out of bounds. She missed that by about 3 feet left and about a foot short. Not like Maylin at all. Rushed that one a little bit. 5-2 West Side here early in the first. Reinholtz gets it into Rodriguez. Rodriguez, Graham, hounding her up the sideline. Rodriguez, left wing with it. Loses it. Gets it back. Goes down low, ball poked loose. Reinhold trying to get to it, and finally Shearer does. Out to Dugan. Dugan, right side. There's a steal by Plummer. Plummer in the open floor. Reinhold trying to chase her down. Plummer takes it in and scores. That was Hay trying to chase her down. Excuse me. Plummer with her first two. 5-4 West Side. Rodriguez brings it up against Graham. Graham pokes it away, and the steal by Keeley. Keeley in the open floor takes it in, and she is fouled by Rodriguez. First foul on Rodriguez. Second team foul against Westside Christian. And Keeley will go to the foul line. No, yes, they're going to call a shooting foul. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Keeley with 2 points so far. Missed her first foul shot. Number four eyes it at the line and rattles the rim, and it won't stay in. Halfway down and popped out. Keeley with her hands on her hips. A little irritated now, having missed two in a row. She'll get a chance to get a little redemption, hopefully a little rhythm at the foul line. This one's short, and the rebound pulled out of there by Reinholtz. So Graham, 0 for 3 from the foul line now, and the Warriors still down 5-4. Dugan working left across the formation there. Back out to Rodriguez. She starts to drive, pulls up, 17-footer, no good. Inside Shearer with a rebound, no good. And Williams with a rebound to Graham. Graham pushes up hard, up the right side, still going. Kicks it out to Plummer. Plummer out on top to Williams. Maylin sets it over to Keeley on the right angle. Keeley looking for a cutter, hits Croxford, popping out. Little head fake, three-point line, works her way down. Left-hander up, short. She tips it away and still tips it away. Williams tries to save it and can't. Greg Taylor went the wrong way there, reverses his call, and gives it to Westside like he should. 3:58 left to go first quarter, 5-4 Westside Christian. Getting it in, try to get it in to Dugan, and it looks like Hay didn't get in bounds before the ball came back and touched her. It was poked away by Graham. Hay was trying to come back in bounds and had an established position before she touched it. So the Warriors get the ball right down in front of the Westside bench here to my left. Warriors going right to left. There's a backdoor pass to Plummer. Plummer lays it up and in. Nice pass by Croxford. Little look away and got Plummer cutting backdoor on the far side of the key. 6-5 Warriors. Graham knocks it away. Rodriguez gets it back. Ahead to Hay. Hay stripped by Graham. Graham with a steal. Taking it in with the left hand and scores, and she's fouled. Keeley Graham with the left. Drew the foul on Rebecca Hay. Graham will go to the line to try to make a free throw here. 8-5 Warriors. Westside coach asking where the foul was, and Greg says, right across the arm. Just hammered her, came down hard. Graham hits a free throw. Breaks that little mini slump at the line. 1-4 now. 5 points for Graham. 9-5 Warrior lead. Dugan gets it to Reinholtz. Reinholtz, her shot blocked by Williams. It should be a travel. It is. She came down with the ball after Williams hit it on the way up. Warrior basketball on the turnover. Here, Reg in the background calling out what he wants. Steve Morris here tonight, down to my left. Good to see Steve here in person. Hall of Famer here in Amity. There's a backdoor cut by Plummer. Nice pass by Williams. Plummer can't save it back in bounds, though. It was tipped away and then went off her hands. She tried to save it along that baseline, but just couldn't do it. Rodriguez to inbound on the baseline. Gets it into Dugan. Dugan, Graham knocks it away. Dugan only about 5 feet tall. That might be generous. Quick, but not any quicker than Keeley. They'll inbound again. Rodriguez with it now. Working left. Graham gets her to pick up the dribble. Throws it ahead to Rebecca Hay. Hay going left. Bounce pass back to Shearer, but threw it behind her. Graham with another steal. It's at least three. There's a bounce pass across, stolen by Reinholtz. Reinholtz puts the brakes on. Gets it to Hay. Hay to Dugan, and they'll set up their offense. 9-5 Warriors. 2:45 left to go in the first quarter. Reinholtz on the left wing. Works her way across the top of the key. Gives it to Rodriguez. Rodriguez gets in. Knocked away by Croxford. Plummer with it. Ahead to Croxford. And Croxford gains control. Finally lays it up and in. Morgan with her first basket. She got the poke away. And Plummer was able to get it to ahead back to Croxford as she ran the floor. So nice job running the break there by Alyssa and Morgan. 30-second timeout taken by Westside Christian. 2:27 left to go. First quarter. Warriors up 11-5. They have scored the last 9 points here in the game. Graham has 5, Plummer 4, and Croxford 2. For Westside Christian, it's Rodriguez with 3 and Shearer with Lily Shearer with 2. A little sparse crowd here tonight, but that's because in the other gym, we've got quite a few people over there watching the JV3 team, if you will, playing. JV3 team has 5 or 6 foreign exchange students on it, plus some JV2 guys playing down to get some more playing time. They're playing against Westside Christian's JV2 team. And so that's pretty exciting. It's their first game of the year, first basketball game any of them have ever played in their life. And so I know Kimmy's over there videoing the game. I'm excited to watch it later. It should be a lot of fun. Shearer to Dugan. Dugan drives in. Ball knocked away. Williams comes out of there with a steal. I think Graham poked it away. Graham ahead to Hatch on the right wing. Back to Graham. Graham pulls up 18 feet. Won't stay in. Halfway down. Rodriguez with the rebound ahead to Dugan. Dugan, tightrope in the right sideline, comes back down with it. Crisscrosses the floor into the top of the key. Backs out now. Gets a screen from Rodriguez. Works left. Pulls up. 18-footer. No good. Hatch with a good box out. Tip of the ball over to Williams. Maylin pushes ahead to Hatch. Back to Maylin. They set up the offense now. Husky and Rosenbaum into the game. Graham with a deep three. No good. Husky with a weak side rebound. And Greg Taylor says the ball went over the backboard and is out of bounds. Greg explaining to Reg what the call was. So it'll be Eagles basketball on the baseline underneath the Warriors basket. Rodriguez gets it into Shearer. Shearer trapped. Ball knocked away by Graham. Stolen by Hatch. Hatch takes it in and scores. Hannah Hatch with her first basket. 13-5 Warriors back in that man pressure. And the ball thrown away. Graham didn't touch it. And so the ball go back across to the baseline. It'll be Warrior basketball, left side of the key, along their own baseline. Williams will trigger this one in. Warriors box it up. Be nice to see Rosenbaum get a little action here. Throw it out on top to Graham. Graham to Husky on the left wing, down in the corner to Williams for 3. Little strong, bounces around, won't stay in. Rosenbaum with the rebound, puts it up and in. Kaya Rosenbaum gets the basket. Little prophetic word from me there, getting Kaya her first basket of the game. Said it'd be nice to see her get involved. Reinholtz down low off the hands of Shearer and out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say it went off of the Warriors. Well, I didn't see that. 1:06 left to go first quarter. Warriors on a 13-0 run here to take a 15-5 lead. Shearer to inbound. This is Lily Shearer. They cross it over, get it out in the corner, try to get it to Rodriguez, not there. Gets it into Reinholtz. Reinholtz turns back out to Shearer. Shearer starts to drive, back down to Reinholtz on the baseline. Right side, drives baseline, Rosenbaum on her, cuts her off, back out to Shearer. Shearer stolen by Graham. I think that's four, maybe five steals for Graham. Ahead to Husky. Husky misses the lay-in and then gets a reach-in foul right afterwards. So good leak out by Bernay. Good pass ahead by Graham, and Bernay probably not real happy with herself missing that lay-in. It was a little contested, but she'd tell you she should have had it. 49 seconds left to go first quarter. They get it into Dugan. Graham on her. Dugan crosses back and forth, and Graham gets the steal. You can't cross over in front of Keeley that many times. Keeley takes it in and scores. 17-5 Warriors. Dugan gets it up. Top of the key to Reinholtz. Reinholtz starts to drive, leaves it for Shearer. Traveled, got away with it, puts up a three and hits it off the backboard. Lily Shearer with 5 points breaks a 15-0 Warrior run. Rosenbaum out on top to Graham. 16 seconds left to go, first quarter. Graham drives, gets inside, ball knocked away and out of bounds. Warrior basketball. 12.3 seconds left to go, first quarter.
Hey guys, one good shot.
After that 5-2 West Side lead, the Warriors settled down, played their game here, and established some dominance here in the first quarter. Rosenbaum to Williams, fakes the three, starts to drive, over to Husky. 4 seconds, back out to Williams, 22-footer, looks good, little strong, and Graham with the rebound, but it doesn't matter, it's too late. So after one, Warriors with a 17-8 lead over the Westside Christian Eagles. We'll be back after this commercial message on KLYC McMinnville.
Fastenal McMinnville, sponsoring sports on KLYC. If you're looking for fasteners in industry, or if you're just a private citizen, you want a nut or a bolt hard to find, Fastenal, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street. And there's a promotion going on right now. If you go in and buy $1,500 in DeWalt power tools, talk to Scott, and they'll make a deal. Fastenal McMinnville, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street, McMinnville.
Well, welcome back, Warrior fans. Amity Warrior basketball on KLYC McMinnville. I want to thank Dave Adams for all of his work in making this a possibility for us to do. Really appreciate his expertise and his facility use. Being able to use his broadcasting tower and server space and things like that, and all the software that he provides for us. 8 minutes on the clock here to start the second quarter. 17-8 Warriors, three team fouls on West Side, just two on the Warriors in the first quarter. Knuth into the game. Kidra out there with Williams, Plummer, Rosenbaum, and Husky. Maylin running the point here with Hatch, or with Graham and Croxford on the bench. Goes down low, kick back out to Husky. To Rosenbaum on the left wing, to Knuth. Over to Williams on the right wing, out on top to Husky. Husky swings it to Knuth, left baseline, now back out on top to Husky. Husky to Plummer on the right wing, on top to Knuth. Knuth swings it left side, tipped away by Dugan. Knuth chases it down. She drives with the left hand, gets inside, her shot blocked out of bounds by Shearer, Claire Shearer. It's going to be Williams bringing it in. Warriors box it up. Knuth and Husky up top. They go out in the left corner to Rosenbaum. Now to Husky on the left wing. Back to Williams. Left corner three. No good. Rosenbaum had it, and it was tipped away from her and off her hand and out of bounds. So Eagle basketball. Maylin Williams not on track so far tonight. 0 for 3 from three-point range. Rodriguez into Dugan. Dugan working against some pressure. Gives it up to Reinholtz. Dugan's turned over quite a few times, but those have been with Graham on her. Dugan now with it. Working on Plummer. Swings it over to Rodriguez on the left wing. Puts up a 24-footer and no good. Rosenbaum can't get it, but it's knocked out of bounds by Reinholtz. So Warrior basketball. Croxford going to come back in here. Croxford in for Maylin Williams. 7:01 left to go, second quarter, 17-8 Warriors. Croxford brings it up, sets this up, as she crosses half court. High post to Rosenbaum. Looking for a cutter. Now kicks it out to Plummer. They swing it left side on the angle to Knuth. Now back to Croxford on the right angle. Croxford. Couple of dribbles. Gets a little screen. She'll take a 21-footer. No good. Back of the rim. And she tips the rebound to Husky. Husky back to Croxford. And her pass knocked away. Dugan with the steal. Dugan in the open floor. Knuth cuts her off. Cross court to Shear. Shear for three. Air ball. She puts up a pretty awkward looking shot. She made one. Banking it in from the top of the key. But that's form-wise not a good looking shot. Croxford brings it up. 17-8 Warriors. No scores so far in the second quarter as we are about a minute 45 in. Plummer to Knuth. Knuth starts to drive down the middle of the key. Bounce pass out to Croxford on the left wing. Croxford dribbles towards the top. Now over to Plummer. Plummer gets a screen from Croxford. Top of the key. Now she drives. Take it in all the way. And blocked by Shearer. Saved by the other Shearer, Lilly. Gets it to Rodriguez. Reg urges on, bringing up some pressure. Husky picks up Rodriguez. Warriors in man-to-man defense. Rodriguez works the right side. Picks up her dribble out to Dugan. Long two is in. Holland Dugan with her first 2 points of the game, the senior. And it's 17-10 Warriors. And that'll bring Hatch back into the game here at the next dead ball. Plummer on the right wing. Plummer starts to drive, picks it up out to Knuth. Knuth to Croxford on the left wing. Croxford picks up her dribble, swings it over to Plummer. Plummer dribbles out towards the top of the key. To Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum looking for a cutter, not there. Now hits Husky. Husky gets past Dugan, over to Knuth. Knuth puts up a long two, no good. And the Warriors tonight look like a team that just simply can't shoot. They haven't made a shot other than a lay-in. Keeley has three lay-ins. Rosenbaum has one. Hatch has one. Plummer has two. And Croxford has a lay-in as well. Everything's a lay-in. All of the even mid-range shots have not stayed in, let alone the three-pointers. Warriors in good man pressure, and we got a five-second call. Nice job by Plummer and Croxford to cover the inbounds targets, and good job by Hatch to really block Rodriguez's view there. Warriors get it underneath their own basket, right side of the key. Croxford out on top to Rosenbaum. Back to Croxford, right corner three, way strong. Hatch with a weak side rebound, kicks it back out to Rosenbaum. Down low to Croxford. Croxford gets fouled, she'll go to the line to shoot two. Nice pass by Rosenbaum. Croxford, after missing the shot, seeing the rebound be controlled, cut hard to the hoop on the baseline from the right side, and Rosenbaum hit her just on the left side of the basket, and she's hammered hard by Reinholtz. Croxford misses the first foul shot, and I don't mean like a little short or a little long, like hit the left side of the rim as it was going past it. I mean, not even close for Morgan. Second one, bounces around, won't stay in. Croxford misses a pair of Warriors. Back on their free throw woes, 1 for 6 tonight. Rodriguez working on Hatch on the left side, and she traveled. No, they're going to call a foul on Hatch. I thought he got her for dragging her foot, which she did. So unfortunately for Reg, without his starters in there, he hasn't been able to find any offense. And so Rosenbaum out and Graham in. Roberts into the game. Reg still looking for somebody to hit a shot. So besides the lay-ins, which they have eight lay-ins. Other than that, the shooting percentage is zero. Rodriguez, way out top, works left, picks up her dribble, gets it to Hay, back to Rodriguez. Rodriguez on with Hatch on her, works right, pulls up, deep two, no good. Graham with the rebound on the weak side. Graham pushes it hard up the middle of the floor, gets inside to Plummer. Plummer scores! Another lay-in. Third lay-in for Plummer, and we're going to have a full timeout taken by Westside Christian. 19-10 Warriors, 4:10 left to go here in the first half. This is KLYC McMinnville.
95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision-making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Amity High School. The Warriors lead the Lady Eagles of Westside Christian 19-10 with just over 4 minutes left to go in the first half. Hay trying to get it in. Does so to Dugan, and we've got a foul on Plummer. A little push in the back, Mr. Taylor says. Fourth team foul on the Warriors, four also for the Eagles. Hay gets it into Dugan this time. Dugan working against Plummer. There's a threat of a trap. Hay ends up with it, gets it to Reinholtz. Reinholtz works the right side on Roberts, pushes off, gets away with it back to Dugan. Dugan starts baseline, cuts back to the wing, and there's a steal by Graham. Another steal by Keeley. Keeley pushes up the floor, hard with the ball, bounce pass to Plummer, can't hang on to it out of bounds. Good idea, but Alyssa just couldn't find the handle on that. It was pretty hard bounce pass, but that was the only way it was going to get through there. Graham kicks the inbounds pass out of bounds. Hale inbound again. 3:48 to go, first half. 9-point Warrior lead. A little pushing by Rodriguez there. She gets away with it. Dugan gets the inbound. Goes behind her back to get past Plummer. Now Dugan sets up the offense out by the center circle. Working on Plummer, going right. Plummer cuts her off. Dugan loses it. Plummer back up on her in the corner. Out to Hay. Reinholtz. Reinholtz, and she's fouled by Roberts. That'll be the 15th foul on the Warriors. First foul on Roberts. And into the game, Lily Shearer replaces Rebecca Hay. Graham will be on Shearer. Lily Shearer with the ball on the baseline, right side of the key. Gets it into a cutter, and the shot blocked by Croxford. Plummer in the open floor takes it in and is fouled. Alyssa will go to the line to shoot two. Croxford with a nice block underneath and got her own rebound after that. No, she did not. Excuse me, the rebound went to Plummer, and Plummer pushed it up the floor herself. I don't remember. Something like that. I think Croxford got her own rebound there. Plummer, shoot two. First one, perfect. That's good to see. Plummer leading all scorers with 7 tonight. Graham has 7 also. So I guess there is a tie for the lead. Plummer, see if she can change that here. Second one, bounces around and goes in. So Plummer with 8. Nice to get 2 out of 2 from the foul line for a change. Always an adventure when our girls go there this year. Shearer gets it into Rodriguez. Hatch on her, gets it. Pass ahead to Lily Shearer. She drives right side. Hatch cuts her off, or Graham cuts her off. Ball's knocked loose, and Roberts comes up with it. Another steal for Graham. Hatch on the left wing, down in the corner. Graham, left corner three, short. And Lily Shearer with the rebound. She throws it ahead to Reinholtz, and Croxford hustles down and knocks the ball away and out of bounds. 2:59 left to go, second quarter, 21-10 Warriors. Eagles basketball, right side of the key on the baseline. Lily Shearer to inbound. Still looking. Lobs it in, and there's Plummer with a steal. Plummer working one on two. Backs it out now. There's a pass from Croxford to Graham. Graham, hard time to control it. Finally gets it. Bounce pass down low to Roberts. Roberts scores! Nice pass from Keeley Graham. And Callie Roberts with her first basket of the game. That was a good finish by Callie, too, because it was contested. Good focus by 35. Lily Shearer with it. Graham backing off her a little bit. There's Rodriguez, top of the key now. Steps back, gives it to Shearer. Shearer fakes the three over to Rodriguez. Rodriguez backs it out. Hatch gives her a little room. Rodriguez working right. Hannah cuts her off. Now back left to Dugan. Dugan working on Plummer. Lobs it inside. Tipped away by Croxford. I think we're going to get Roberts for a foul. Croxford came over the top, kind of on the ball side, and Roberts was behind. I think Callie got hit for her second foul. 16 foul on the Warriors into the game. Jenna Lopez for Callie Roberts. Lopez's first action of the night. 2:10 left to go. 23-10. Warriors up here in the second quarter. So lob in to Reinholtz. Turns, jump hook with the right hand. No good. Croxford with a rebound and a reach-in foul. It's going to be on Lily Shearer. That'll be the 16th foul on the Eagles. Second on Shearer. Joel and Joe Rohde showing up tonight. Fashionably late. Not for their game, but, you know, for the girls' game. 2 minutes to go, second quarter. Graham works left over to Lopez. Lopez, high post to Croxford. Tries to go back door, not there. Back to Lopez, three-pointer way off. Hit the backboard. And Reinholtz with the rebound to Shearer. Shearer, Graham steals it right away from her. Keeley, cut right in front of her, takes it in, crosses over, goes left hand, pulls up at the foul line. No good. Claire Shearer with the, Lily Shearer with the rebound. And she gets it to Dugan. Excuse me for that sneeze in the background there. Hope that wasn't too hard on your ears. Rodriguez pulls up and airballs a three from the left wing. Pretty ugly game here for the Warriors. Warriors just cannot shoot straight. Have yet to make anything except for a point-blank lay-in. Not that we've been a great shooting team all year, but we haven't been this bad all year. This is the worst shooting night we've had. Go a half a basketball without making anything other than a lay-in would be not good. Croxford, top of the key with it, backs her way down, gets all the way in for the lay-in. Another lay-in for the Warriors. Croxford with four in the game. There's Lopez, knocks it away off the leg of, I think, Hatch and out of bounds, so it's still going to be Eagles basketball. 1:02 left to go first half. Warriors up 25-10. Eagles inbound, far sideline. Trying to get it in, finally due to Dugan. And stolen by Croxford. Croxford takes it in and scores. That was not Dugan. Excuse me, that was number 13, Ling Truong. Croxford with another basket. Now they get it into Dugan. Dugan works her way up the floor slowly here, carefully. Gets it across, Plummer on her, giving her about 1.5 steps here. Dugan still crosses over and gets past her, gets into the lane, throws it up hard, no good. Plummer with the rebound. Alyssa pushes ahead to Hatch. Hatch takes it in and is fouled. So Hannah Hatch will go to the line to shoot two. 33.7 seconds remaining, second quarter. Hatch to the line. Her first trip there tonight. She has 2 points in the game. She made a lay-in, but that would be redundant. If she made a shot, it had to be a lay-in because that's all the Warriors have made tonight. Hatch misses the free throw badly. That's got to just leave Reg. He is. I look at him. He's just shaking his head over here to the right. He just can't understand what's happened to his girls at the foul line this year. Hannah is a good, has been a good foul shooter in the past. Misses that one. Misses the second one. And that first one just barely grazed the left side of the rim. Graham harassing Dugan. Dugan ahead to Hayes. Knocked away. Truong with it. And we've got an over and back as she threw it out a little too far for Reinholtz to handle. And her foot crossed the center line. 22 seconds to go. Graham, Lopez, Croxford, Plummer, and Hatch on the floor. Lopez into the mid post to Plummer, back out to Croxford. 14 seconds now. Croxford swings it to Graham with 10 on the clock. Back to Croxford, works left, now finds Graham cutting, and her shot blocked out of bounds by I think that was by Dugan. 5.2 seconds left to go. Lopez will inbound. Warriors box it up. Lopez. We've got Truong crossing the baseline. That'll be a warning. So we'll do it again. They get it into Graham. Left corner. Out to Croxford. 3.5 to go. Down in the corner. Lopez. Three-pointer. No good. So nice play, though. Good design. Got Lopez an open look from the left three-point line. And after two quarters, Warriors lead 27-10. That was a 10-2 quarter for the Warriors. Warriors led in the first half by Alyssa Plummer with 8. Keita Graham with 7. Morgan Croxford had 6. 2 each for Callie Roberts, Hannah Hatch, and Kaya Rosenbaum. For the Westside Christian Eagles, Lily Shearer with 5. Alexis Rodriguez with 3. And Holland Dugan with 2. We've got 10 minutes on the clock. We're going to take a break here for a couple minutes and see if we can't come back here with a little guest here at halftime. I'm looking for him, but we'll see. Zach Blake was supposed to join me here at halftime. We'll see if he remembers. I don't see him right now, but maybe he's getting dressed for the game so he can come talk to me. We'll see. Hopefully Zach will join us here in the next couple of minutes, and we'll come back from commercial to that interview. This is Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Halftime here of the girls' game. Warriors leading the Westside Christian Eagles 27-10 in what I can only describe as a horrendously poor shooting first half for the Warrior girls. If you take the lay-ins away, they were 0 for probably, I don't know, 15 or so. They didn't make anything outside of a lay-in. Then didn't do a great job from the free throw line either. They made 3 out of 8, I think, from the foul line. And so you take that away. On the lay-ins, though, they had 12 lay-ins in the first half, so that helps offset it. Joining me here at halftime is a pretty recent addition to the Warrior basketball program, Zach Blake. How you doing, Zach?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. I remember my first memory of you, Zach. I was sitting right here doing a game. Your parents were sitting over here.
Yeah.
And you went off in the first half of a game. I want to say it was for 22 or 24 points. You remember that night?
I do.
Was that about as hot as you've ever been?
Pretty close. I remember my freshman year, I had a really good game in JV. I only had 2 quarters against Horizon Christian, and I had like 35 and 16 minutes.
Which is impressive, but this was against a good varsity team.
Yeah, yeah.
And you guys had nothing else going on that night, and you were absolutely on fire. I mean, you were hitting off-balance threes and crossing people over, and it just looked like an amazing rhythm. And I thought, man alive, that kid would be fun to play with. So here you are. You're now a Warrior. What's that like?
I love it. I love the atmosphere here. Everyone, you can just tell that it's a basketball town.
Yes, it is. It used to be a football town. We're trying to find that balance between basketball and football here, but it definitely is a basketball town, and there's a lot of fan support. What's been the highlight of your season so far?
Winning basketball games. It's a good feeling.
It is. And you guys have lost a couple that you could have won, and maybe one or two that you should have won.
Yeah, yeah. And that just comes down to free throws and turnovers, all the little things.
The game against Willamina is especially frustrating.
Yeah.
54-53, you were missing Kodiak, you were missing Tommy, and you guys did not play well that game. It was a lot of turnovers in that game, a lot of missed shots that normally go in. I don't even know, was that the game that you were scoreless in?
No, that was at Horizon.
That was Horizon. Yeah. Horizon was, so you had kind of two, there were 2 back-to-back games there where we really didn't play up to our capabilities.
Yeah.
And so what have you guys done to kind of change that?
We had a players meeting only, and we got together as a team and just kind of talked it out, get everyone back on the same page, and we realized that our backs were against the wall when it comes to playoffs and state, so we're looking to get after it from here on out.
So would you say you're a little more focused than you were?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you guys played very well against Dayton. That was a tough loss, but you guys played well. That's a hard place to go play. That was a 2-point game inside of the last minute, and then there seemed to be kind of a letdown after that. And, of course, missing some players. But it looked like, you know, against Taft, you guys were kind of back in sync. And they had a pretty good game against Blanchette. That's a good team.
Yeah.
Gave up a little run to them into the third quarter, and that kind of, made dug your guys a little hole. But until, you know, you take out about a minute and a half of that game, and that was an even game.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Do you guys feel like you can play with anybody in the state that you've seen so far?
I really do. I think that when we're all clicking – and we're all on the same page and just playing together, I don't think there's a team that can blow us out necessarily. I think we can hang with just about anybody.
And it helps when you're healthy.
Yeah.
It helps me have everybody. Kodiak inside is you know, he's only 6'2", but he plays that old school post, left hand, right hand, little jump hooks. He'll step out and knock down the 15-footer, and that opens up a lot of stuff for the rest of you guys when you've got somebody inside. We're going to see Tommy back anytime soon?
As far as I know, he's going to be out for quite a while.
That is really too bad. That was really unfortunate injury. And he's that guy. He brought so much energy to the floor when he came into the game, just tipping balls and digging them out and getting second chances. And
yeah.
So how do you guys compensate for not having that kind of junkyard dog out there?
We just all have to get after it. All the guards need to win every loose ball, and all those rebounds, weak side needs to crash, get rebounds.
So what part of your game have you been working on this year? What's how are you evolving as a player and improving, do you think?
I think mentally I've been a lot stronger. I think that the last 3 years I had a lot of immaturity. And just going through a lot in my personal life, I think that I've grown up a lot coming into my senior year, realizing that this could be my last year and I just need to make the most of it.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good. So when you have a game like you had at Horizon where you just can't get anything to fall, you had good looks and they just wouldn't go in. And every, you know, players have those games. How do you put that behind you?
I mean, in games like that, there's not much I can do offensively. So I know that I have to do all the other things that I can. Play defense and get rebounds and just bring energy.
So do you feel like you know, being new to a school, and I know you knew some of these guys a little bit before, but it's different being a teammate. Do you feel like you have a leadership role on the team that your teammates kind of hear you and respect where you're coming from?
Yeah, I do. Actually, I was a little surprised during tryouts. A lot of kids actually listened to, like, just about everything I would say, and it was a good feeling coming here.
Because you never know.
Yeah, yeah. Could go either way.
So what's going to happen tonight?
We're
going to show up and play hard?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have to come out from the first quarter till the fourth quarter with energy. I mean, we've had a couple slow starts in the last couple games, so.
It would feel good. Earlier in the season, we seemed to be getting off to quick starts, and that's we've been struggling with that first quarter a little bit.
Yeah.
Not putting our foot down to the metal right away. So, all right, so we'll look for some hot shooting tonight, come out, getting some early rhythm, and really put some pressure on them.
Yep.
All right. Well, Zach, thanks for joining me, and glad you're here in Amity.
Thank you.
Love having you.
Thank you.
Have a good game tonight. All right, Warrior fans, we've got about 2 minutes to go before the start of the third quarter. We'll be back after these messages on KL. All right, about 45. They just getting the 8 minutes put back on the clock. They're not going to let it run down all the way. So 27-10, Warriors at halftime. And it will be, I can't see whose basketball it is. Warriors will now be going left to right in front of us here. And I think it is Westside basketball to start the third quarter. First quarter, a tale of two different shooting percentages. From anywhere outside of a lay-in range, absolutely nil. 0% as the Warriors were probably about 0 for 15 or so on jump shots. Anything outside of a lay-in. Lay-ins, they made 12 of them in the first half, and that was all their field goals. Rodriguez starts things off missing a three. Hatch with a weak side rebound. Reg wants him to run, gets it to Croxford. Croxford ahead to Graham. Graham back to Croxford, takes it in with the left hand, leads it up a little strong, rebound by Rodriguez. Rodriguez wheels her way out of there, puts the brakes on. Graham with a steal. Alexis Rodriguez was trying to stop. Graham just stepped in front, took it away. Ahead to Hatch. Hatch back to Graham. Graham, little drive, up with the right hand and in. Keely Graham picking up where she left off in the first half. She's got 9 in the game now. Hay gets it in. Shearer pushes up the right side on Hatch. Now to Dugan. Puts up a deep two. No good. Croxford tips it. It's loose. And Reinholtz and Shearer collide. Shearer ends up with the ball. Back to Reinholtz. Down low to knocked away. I think Williams got a hand on that. They were trying to go down low to Hay, who was posting up Croxford on the right block. 29-10 Warriors. Shearer to inbound. Right side of the key on the baseline. Lobs it in. Gets it back now in the right corner. Steps back, 18-footer, no good. Croxford with the rebound. Morgan up the middle of the floor, looking for somebody to run. There's Graham, gets it to her, up with the right hand, misses the lay-in. Put back, missed by Hatch. Graham gets it back, and she's fouled. I think that foul is going to be on Reinholtz. Let's see. Yes, it is. So Graham will go to the line to shoot two. Keeley, 1 for 4 from the foul line tonight. Takes a couple of dribbles, eyes that rim, puts up a nice-looking shot and in. Keeley had missed her first three tonight. Now has hit a pair. Just one more. 30-10 and 31-10. That one was perfect. That's a good sign for Keeley getting back on track there. Now 3 out of 6 from the line. They struggle to get it in, and we're going to get a five-second call. Nope, a timeout taken by the West Side coach, Mark Howell. So it'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here. Warriors up 31-10. Graham now with 4 field goals and 3 free throws for 11 points. Still no field goals made outside of point-blank lay-in range. Ron Huber having the official come over to the scorer's table to figure something out here. And he's checking with the official. The official held up 23 and said 24 when that last foul was called. He meant 24, but he kept his thumb and index finger together on one hand, and it was a three. I saw that at the time, too, and it's good that Ron clarified that. Claire Shearer going to check into the game at the next dead ball. Greg Taylor says, you can run the baseline. Rodriguez trying to get somebody open. Still trying. Now throws long. Nope, 5 second call. Couldn't get it off. Good defense by the Warriors, man to man. Now Claire Shearer in and Reinholtz out. Warriors are going to stack it up left side of the key. Plummer out in the corner gets it. Out on top to Croxford. Looks at a three and no good. Hatch had a good box out. Ball gets in the corner. Graham gets the loose ball rebound. Graham goes baseline, tries to throw it out to Plummer, throws it over her head and out of bounds. So Warriors turn it over. Graham thought she saw somebody out there, or maybe Plummer dove to the basket just as Graham threw the ball. Rodriguez to inbound, far side, directly across the court from me here. Gets it into Dugan. Dugan pushes hard with the left hand on Plummer, puts the brakes on, spins back to the right. Plummer cuts her off. Graham with a steal. Came right across the top, left her man to get the steal. Graham takes it in and scores. Healy Graham with another lay-in for the Warriors. I think somebody needs to pull up and just knock down a three even on the fast break. Got to stop just getting these lay-ins. Dugan, under pressure, gets it out. Graham knocks the ball out of bounds as Rodriguez is trying to get it. We've talked about this. I think Keeley is the second best man defender in 3A basketball. I've seen quite a few of them. The only one I've seen that is better is the girl from Blanchette, Anna Coronado. Into the game for the first time, Brooklyn Rodriguez. I don't know if this is a sister of Alexis. Look like they could be related. Alexis Rodriguez with it on the right wing. Warriors in a zone now. 1-3-1 out to Dugan. Goes down low to Shearer. Shearer traveled. Got away with it. Back out to Dugan. Graham harassing her. And she's going to get a blocking foul down in the left corner. Got a little too aggressive there with the hips. 5:58 left to go. Third quarter. 33-10 Warriors. It's already 14 fouls on the Warriors here in this half. Nope. Going to change that to one. I don't know why there were four up there. We got that fixed. Oh, that should have been Keeley's number. So Ron had it in the wrong box up there. Left corner, three by Rodriguez. Bounces around, no good. Shearer with a rebound. And we've got a foul on Plummer or Shearer? On Plummer. Backing underneath Shearer. Shearer doesn't know what happened. She thought the foul was on her, and she couldn't figure out what she did wrong. But Plummer kind of undercut her a little bit with the hip while she was up in the air. Lily Shearer gets it in to Rodriguez. Alexis Rodriguez to Dugan. Top of the key three-pointer. No good. And Williams with the rebound. Hands it to Croxford. Croxford running hard up the floor to Graham. Graham with the left hand up and in. Keeley Graham with another basket. And say it with me, folks, another lay-in. Yes. No outside shots made yet for the Warriors. I've never seen this, so we're going to keep tracking it. I don't know if they can go a full game without making an outside shot or not. And when I say outside shot, I mean anything outside of 1 foot, because everything has been right at the rim for the girls. There's a ball off the hands of one of the Eagles and out of bounds. I'm not sure who that was. Warriors basketball, though. Graham walks it up, and the Warriors set up their offense. I bet Reg would like to see an outside shot go in here, too. Graham crosses over, gets in the key, steps back to the foul line, makes it. There we go. Keeley Graham with 10 points in this half, and she makes the first non-lay-in of the game as she knocks down a 15-foot step-back jumper. I like that shot, too, against the zone. And Croxford tips the ball. Rodriguez chases it down. Croxford traps her with Hatch, gets it out to Dugan. Deep two, air ball, saved by Shearer. No, she was out of bounds. Warrior basketball, up 37-10. Callie Roberts going to check in, I think. Well, she was started this way, but not yet. Nope, now here she comes. Roberts will come into the game. And Kaya Rosenbaum. Croxford out and Hatch out. Croxford just, she has 7 points in the game and Hatch has two. They leave the game for a little while. 4:40 left to go, third quarter, Warrior basketball. Rodriguez comes out to pressure Graham. Rosenbaum with it on the right side. Goes back door to Plummer. Plummer tripped. And will they see two shots or not? Let's see what the official says. On the floor. So ball will be out of bounds to the Warriors. Second team foul on the Eagles. Warriors also with two team fouls. Williams will trigger this in from the right side on the baseline. Looking for somebody, anybody, finally gets it into Graham out top. Back to Williams, right corner, dribbles, drives in. Tough shot, a little off balance, gets the roll, knocks it down. Maylin Williams with her first basket of the game. She hasn't been able to hit any of her outside shots this game, but gets a nice drive there, up and over Rebecca Hay. Reinholtz and Roberts. Roberts with a steal, ahead to Graham. Graham crosses over on Rodriguez, still driving right, puts up a little floater, and she's fouled as she saw the contact coming from Clara Shearer, kind of floated the shot up on the baseline and let Shearer just drift into her and get the foul. Graham to the line to shoot two. First one, off the right side of the rim. Healy missed her first three foul shots, made her next three, and now has missed her seventh attempt of the game. Brooklyn Rodriguez out. Graham back to the line. And bounces that one around about four times and gets it to drop in. Keeley coming out and Husky coming in. 4:06 left to go. 40-10 Warriors. Interesting game. Warriors, fairly high scoring, huge lead, and have not done it by making outside shots. They have one 15-foot jump shot and everything else is a lay-in. Ball off the hands of Truong and out of bounds. Knuth in. Plummer out. Reg rotates out his girls. He doesn't have as many as normal. He doesn't have all of his swingers. Lopez is the only swinger up tonight from JV as they have a JV and JV2 game tomorrow and trying to make sure they got enough players for both of those games and all the quarters they need there. So Lopez getting some playing time here at the varsity level, but the other swingers are going to just play tomorrow in those two games. Warriors play catch outside, running some good motion here, and then we've got a travel on Husky as she starts to drive and picks up that pivot foot before the ball hits the floor. Officer James Clark in the house tonight, along with a cadet. Coming by to see the game looks like, see what's going on. Amity has a new police chief. Excited about that. Warriors on defense now. Shearer puts up a three from the right angle. No good. Williams with the rebound. Williams picks up her dribble. Swings it over to Husky. Husky back to Maylin. Just barely got her feet down to keep that from being over the back to Knuth. Back to Maylin. Williams over to Knuth. Lobs it in the high post to Rosenbaum. Back to Knuth. Drives baseline. Little floater. Little strong. Lily Shearer with the rebound. Shearer comes up slow. 2:50 and counting to go. Lopez going to come in the game, get some extended minutes here. Pass down in the corner to Hay. Hay shovels it to Shearer, finds the other Shearer cutting and misses the lay-in. Ball's tipped and Shearer and Knuth on the floor with a jump ball. So Dugan and Rodriguez coming back into the game. Alexis Rodriguez, Lopez in. Lopez replaces Williams. Warrior basketball on the alternating possession. 40-10 Warriors. Rebecca Hay replaced. Husky swings it over to Lopez on the left wing. Lopez back to Husky on the baseline. Back out to Lopez in the corner. Now Knuth on the wing. Hits Roberts. Roberts dribbles it off of the foot of Reinholtz and out of bounds. She was trying to make a strong move with the right hand down the side of the lane. Knuth to inbound, right to the, just to the right side of the scorer's table. Into Husky. Husky dribbles left off his high screen from Rosenbaum. There's a steal by Dugan. Knuth trying to get back with her. Dugan's fast. Dugan goes up, and Knuth got a piece of that. Jump hook rebound by Rodriguez. No good. Shearer misses the shot. Dugan gets it back, and we have a foul underneath. It's going to be on Rosenbaum. It's Kaya's first foul, third team foul. Reg wants a 30-second timeout. Set some things up. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. We'll be right back.
Blue Water Drilling, we've been proud to serve our Yamhill County customers for over 40 years. Hi, this is Dave. Remember, No two wells are alike, but the quality you get remains the same. For a free estimate or advice about your groundwater needs, call us at 503-868-7878. Blue Water Drilling. Since 1964, you get quality because we care.
Welcome back to Amity High School. Jeff Clark bringing you the live action of the girls' varsity action against the Westside Christian Eagles. We have the Sandy Hook Christian Eagles also, so it's easy to mix those two up. And they both have red and black. Left corner, Rodriguez misses a three on the inbound. Roberts with a rebound. Reg called that timeout to chew on his girls a little bit about giving up three possessions or three opportunities on that one possession by the Eagles. Knuth drives left side, lays it up, and in. Kendra Knuth with a strong drive. Her first basket of the game, 42-10 Warriors. Dugan running the point right now for the Eagles, working against this man-to-man defense of the Warriors. Gets it out to Shearer. Shearer for three, and Lily Shearer has her second three of the game. She holds that little pose a little bit. You know, when you're down by 30 points, you might, I think they gave her two. I think it should have been three. I don't know. But when you're down by 30 points, you probably shouldn't hold the pose after you make a three. Husky out to Knuth, to Roberts. Roberts back to Husky. Roberts had a good look there. Didn't take the shot. Husky swings it to Knuth. Wants to drive baseline. Stops. Back to Roberts. Top of the key. Deep two. And no, a three. They give Roberts a three. I wasn't sure. They waited a second. And 45-13. They did correct that shot by Shearer and give her a three. Nice shot by Callie Roberts. That was a good-looking three, too. Rodriguez just to the left of the top of the key, and she misses a three-pointer out of bounds. 45 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Warriors up 45-13 and the ball. Little press now for Westside. Knuth bothered a little bit. Gets the ball to Lopez. Lopez ahead to Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum back to Roberts. Roberts drives in hard, and she's fouled by Shearer. That'll put Callie Roberts on the line. Roberts with 5 points. I think it's a season high for Callie. Have a chance to add to that here a little bit. Taking her time there. First one is perfect. Callie missed some basketball last, maybe 2 years, at least last year with a knee injury. I thought maybe the year before, too. And decided to play her senior year and hopefully having some fun. Misses the second one. Crossed the line before the ball got to the rim. Wasn't going to go in anyway. So Roberts splits a pair there, and Warriors get back on defense. Dugan calls out the play. Warriors in man defense still. Swings it to Rodriguez on the right wing. Rodriguez looking for the high post. There's a screen from Reinholdt. She drives hard with the left hand, scoops up with the right hand, and she's fouled. Good strong move by Alexis Rodriguez. Foul's going to be on Lopez on the reach. Rodriguez to the line. First shot is up and good. She has 4 points in the game. We have one more here. 18 seconds left to go. Warriors will have a chance to, should have a chance to get a good quality shot as they come back down. Rodriguez hits a pair, 46-15. Rosenbaum to Lopez. Lopez cross court to Husky. They break the pressure with 12 seconds. Husky spins in, back to Rosenbaum, over to Lopez. Lopez top of the key with it. Poked away by Dugan. Lopez gets it back. 3 seconds to Husky. Husky spins and doesn't get the shot off. And so what it should have been wasn't. And the Warriors lead 46-15 after three quarters. Warriors outscoring the Eagles by a total of 19-5 in that third quarter. This is KLYC McMinnville, home of Amity. Welcome back, Warrior fans. From Amity High School, this is Jeff Clark bringing you girls varsity action. Your Warriors leading the Westside Christian Eagles 46-15 after three quarters. Eagles ball to start the fourth. They go down low to Dugan. Stolen away by Maylin Williams. Williams brings it up the middle of the floor, leaves it for Plummer. Plummer fakes the three back to Williams. Williams resets it, swings it right side to Hatch. Hatch looking for a cutter. Not there. Now goes baseline to Graham. Down low to Rosenbaum. Turns, her shot blocked by Shearer and out of bounds. Going to be Amity ball on the baseline. Reg saying, be strong, be strong. Reg calls out the play, wants five. They go in the corner to Graham. Graham backs it out on the wing, goes down low to Williams. Williams, little pass to the cutting. Graham lays it up, no good. Shearer with a rebound and a foul by Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum's second foul, I believe. 15 foul on the Warriors here in the second half. Just four for the Eagles. Lily Shearer running the point now as Dugan plays off the ball for the Eagles. Shearer now to Dugan on the right wing. Swings it on top to Rodriguez. Rodriguez, Graham on her. Graham's got probably six or seven steals at least tonight. Dugan recovers a tip ball back to Rodriguez. Left corner three, good. Alexis Rodriguez with her second three. She's got 8 points in the game. Graham throws it ahead to Hatch. Hatch in the right corner. She'll put up a three from there. No good. Rosenbaum tips it, and Dugan saves it to Hatch. Hatch takes it in, and her shot blocked out of bounds by Claire Shearer. A little awkward there. I think everybody thought the ball had gone out of bounds, but there was no whistle, and Hatch was the only one paying attention when the ball rolled out of there. Williams in the corner gives it up to Plummer on the wing. Graham, right angle, right corner three, no good. And then we've got a jump ball between Shearer and Rosenbaum. Amity Warrior basketball in the alternating possession. Reinholdt's going to check back in for Westside Christian. It's going to be Warrior ball, left side of the key on the baseline. They go in the corner to Graham. Graham out on top to Rosenbaum, back in the corner to Williams. Williams couldn't get a good look at a three. Now gets a screen and throws it away as Plummer cut to the basket right as Williams decided to make the pass out to the right side. 6:37 left to go, fourth quarter. Eagles ball. Dugan brings it up against Graham to Rodriguez on the left wing. She'll put up a 23-footer. No good, little short. Graham with the rebound. Graham crosses over on Rodriguez. Bounce pass out to Hatch. Hatch for a deep two. It's good! Hannah Hatch knocks down an outside shot. That's a good sign for the Warriors. 48-18 Amity. Dugan with Graham on her. Down in the left corner. Rodriguez wanted the three. Couldn't get it off on Hatch's defense. Drives in. Puts up a short two from about 8 feet. No good. Williams throws it ahead to Graham. Keeley wanted to make the bounce pass and got called for the carry there. Got caught in between a pass and then held on to it and took another dribble, and that caused the carry. Chuong and Claire Shearer back into the game. Just under 6 minutes to go here in the fourth. 48-18, Warrior lead. Dugan running the point here against this 1-3-1 zone. Doesn't know what she's looking at. Throws it down low and finds Shearer, lays it up and in. Got a little post down there, and Claire Shearer with her first basket of the game. Warriors throw it away going the other way. And Reg telling them, let's get out of that zone. The zone doesn't work very well when they can make an entry pass from 22 feet down to the low post and get a lay-in out of it. Not good defense there at all last time for the Warriors. So throw down deep, and Graham's going to get called for pushing off there. As she tried to tip the ball away, had an elbow in the back of Shearer. Keeley's second foul of the game. 16 foul on the Warriors. Four for the Eagles. Lily Shearer out and Rodriguez back in. Alexis Rodriguez, that is. She'll inbound the ball. They cross it up on the box. Lob it in to Claire Shearer. Shearer, bounce pass to Reinholdt. Misses the jump hook. Williams with the rebound. Maylin over to Keeley. Keeley throws it ahead to Hatch and lays it in. What a pass by Keeley. Finding Hannah Hatch. That was about a 40-foot chest pass. And Graham steals the inbound. Graham crosses over, steps through, scores and fouled. Keeley Graham having herself a game, folks. Taking advantage of the quickness mismatch there. Graham had 7 in the first half. She has 13 here in the second half. She'll have a chance to add to that. Knuth, Husky, Roberts, Lopez into the game. Everybody but Graham coming out. Graham's shooting free throws here, and she'll come out for Croxford if she makes it. So we'll see how much Keeley likes to come out of the game here. She might miss this one on purpose just so she gets another possession. Keeley to the line and misses the foul shot. Truong with it. Gets it back to Shearer. Shearer looking for a guard. Keeley cutting off their options. Harassener, she gets it finally to Rodriguez, or to Reinholtz. Reinholtz puts up an awkward shot from the foul line, and Shearer takes out Knuth on the baseline going for the loose ball. 16 foul against the Eagles. Now Croxford in and Graham out. Keeley with 20 points tonight. Probably it for her. Reds only got 10 players tonight. Like I said, some of the other swingers that would fill out his bench and would normally play in a game like this are going to play a bunch of basketball tomorrow with both a JV and a JV2 game at Staten. And so that will they'll need all those quarters they can get. There's an outside miss shot by Rodriguez, rebound by Knuth to Croxford. Morgan brings it up, directing traffic, gets to the top of the key, now drives down the right side, still going baseline, gets a shot up, and is fouled by Shearer. Coach Howell not happy about that. Thought she had a clean block. And the fans saying, we want a jump ball. West Side fans, that is. 52-20 Warriors. Croxford misses the first. They don't understand. You put us on the line, you got a good chance of us not scoring. 17 fouls now on the Eagles. Second one by Croxford. Perfect. Morgan, 1 out of 4 from the line tonight. And she has 7 points. I think I said she had 7 earlier. She only had 6. Dugan, working right. Gives it to Rodriguez. 23 feet out. Wanted to shoot it, but Husky came up on her. To Truong. Truong gets it back to Rodriguez. Rodriguez works left. Nothing there. Hands it to Dugan. Dugan with a drive. Gets in the lane. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Knuth with the rebound. Loses it as she falls to the ground. And it, Taylor bails him out. Instead of calling a foul, he just says it was off of West Side. Probably should have been a foul, but just gave us the ball instead. Husky with it. Back to Croxford by the center circle. Croxford, right side, Roberts. Her shot blocked out of bounds by Shearer with some emphasis as she came out to challenge Callie's jump shot. Callie took a little long to get that shot off. Brooklyn Rodriguez into the game. Brooklyn's a 5'4 sophomore. Croxford will get it in. Back door. Husky lays it up and in. Nice pass from Croxford to Husky, and Brene with her first basket of the game. 55-20 Warriors, 3:45 left to go, fourth quarter. Rodriguez, left angle, three-point range. Looking for something to do with it. Crosses over, gets it to Dugan. Dugan goes back to her left, puts up a three, good. Dugan hits a nice step-back crossover three-pointer there. She has 5 in the game. Croxford, baseline, Knuth lays it up and in with the left hand. On the right side, Kendra, the lefty, finished strong there. Good pass from Croxford in transition. After a made three, they get a transition basket at the other end. That's good hustle by the Warrior girls to get back. Bounce pass inside. Reinholtz fouled by Roberts as she goes up. She'll shoot 2. I think it's the 3rd foul on Roberts tonight. Starting to get a fuller house here. As fans start to trickle in, watch the end of the girls' game, pick up the boys' game. Friday night in Amity, what's better to do than watch some high school basketball at Amity High School, home of the Warriors, home of some good basketball teams over the years. Last few years, both teams made quite a few trips to the state playoffs. There's a pair of misses by Reinholtz. Rodriguez gets a long rebound to Dugan, goes baseline, hits the little floater from about 5 feet away. Nobody came over to stop Holland Dugan. And she has 7 in the game. Croxford up the middle of the floor, gets past Rodriguez, works her way down, spins, loses the ball on the spin. Everything but the finish there. Back into the game. Number 25, Rebecca Hay for the Eagles. 2:45 left to go in the fourth quarter, 57-25 Warriors. Both teams in the bonus. Dugan, top of the key. Fakes right, goes back left. Alexis Rodriguez, top of the key, hits the three-pointer. So Warriors defense not coming out on the three-point shooters very well there. She's got 11 in the game. leading scorer for the Eagles. Croxford, top of the key, pulls up, 18-footer, misses everything. Inside, rebound, put back by Husky, no good, and then a loose ball foul, I think, on Husky. She kind of came up under the arms. Nope, they're going to get Lopez for a push. Didn't see that. That's going to put Alexis Rodriguez on the line to shoot 1-1. 2:20 left to go in the fourth quarter. Rodriguez first foul shot. Up and no good. Rebound by Knuth. Knocked out of bounds by Hay. So missed free throw by the Eagles. Gives the Warriors the ball back with 2:15 to go. Croxford up the middle of the floor to Roberts. Off her hands. Can't save it. Callie Tegrais off the ball. Can't ever assume the catch is made until the catch is made. Got to watch it into your hands, pull it in, secure the ball, and then make your move. She was thinking lay-in on that fast break before she had the ball. Dugan loses it, gets it back. Rodriguez has it. Rodriguez working against this man-to-man Warriors defense under 2 minutes to go. Cut off by Husky. Throws the ball away. Knuth with the steal. Knuth pushes hard up the left side, takes it all the way in. High off the glass, no good. Put back by Lopez. Jenna Lopez doing a good job of following the shot there. She's got her first 2 points of the game. 59-28 Warriors. Dugan, top of the key, picks it up over to Rodriguez. Rodriguez, little jab step, starts left, back right, top of the key. To Hay, over to the other Rodriguez, Brooklyn. She gets it to Alexis Rodriguez. Alexis, 22-footer, right angle, good. She can shoot the three, but you just have to stay up on her, and she can't get her shot unless you back off. So that's the whole key there against her. Good zone breaker. But if you play man-to-man defense, that shouldn't happen. Knuth inside, back out to Lopez. Elbow jumper. No good. Gets it back, puts it up, and misses again from about 8 feet. Knuth down. Dugan stolen from behind by Croxford. Croxford tries to throw it ahead to Knuth, and it's knocked out of bounds by an Eagle. 52 seconds to go. 59-31 Warriors, and a full timeout taken by the Eagles. So this is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll take a break with this full timeout. We'll be right back.
99W as it enters Newburgh might as well be called Electric Avenue, because the three most exciting electric cars in America are right here at Newburgh Ford. Focus Electric gets 110 mpge and goes nearly 80 miles on a single charge. C-Max Energy and the amazingly attractive Fusion Energy are both rated at 100 mpge and can drive unlimited ranges as 47 mile per gallon hybrids. Stop wasting money at the pump and come see us today at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. 52.1 seconds left to go in this girls' varsity action. Warriors leading the Westside Christian Eagles by a score of 59-21. Warriors were down 5-2 early, then took over, finishing the first quarter up 17-8, and then extending that lead to 17, and then out to 31 at the end of three. Reg has used all 10 girls a lot tonight. Knuth gets it over to Husky, back out on top to Croxford. Croxford waits for the defense to come out, drives right, goes all the way in, gets the lay-in. Morgan Croxford with a nice drive. Nobody came across and helped on defense, and Morgan got all the way in there with the right hand. 30-point lead for the Warriors, 61-31, 30 seconds to go. Strong with it off the hands of Claire Shearer and out of bounds. Warrior basketball, 26 seconds to go. Croxford will walk it up. Getting it across half court, using the full 10 seconds there, I think. Swings it over to Husky, back to Croxford. Croxford and Husky play catch out top. And Husky drives, gets past her man, goes in. She's fouled. She'll go to the line with 7.3 seconds left to go. Brenea Husky with a good drive there, where the defense overplayed her a little bit. She went right past him. Just what you're supposed to do against that aggressive, pressuring zone defense. Shot by Brene is perfect. Good looking foul shot there from the senior. She'll have one more. Second one is good also. Renee Husky hits a pair. The 5'3 senior. And Rodriguez brings it up with 4 seconds. Crosses over. Steps through. Off balance three. Almost right off the back of the rim. Final score here in this one, 63-31. Warriors will be back with some final point tallies right after these messages on KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Warrior girls get another league win, and they have now completed their first half schedule in league. They are 5-1 as they head into their second half league action with a home game against Sandy M. Christian here on the 23rd next Tuesday. Warriors were led tonight by Keely Graham's 20 points and then balanced scoring after that. 9 from Croxford, 8 from Plummer, 6 for Hannah Hatch, 6 for Callie Roberts, 4 each for Kendra Knuth and Brene Husky, and 2 each for Maitland Williams, Jenna Lopez, and Kaya Rosenbaum. Eagles were led by Alexis Rodriguez's 14, 8 for Lily Shearer, 7 for Holland Dugan, and 2 for Claire Shearer. All right, we're going to take a break for a few minutes. We'll be back in about probably 7 minutes to set things up for the boys' varsity action here against the Westside Christian Eagles. This is KLYC McMinnville, home of the Amity Warriors.